You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are badder than ever. We've got more Freed on Business. It's a real estate day. We just had the CCIMs on, and now we're going to talk about U.S. real estate investing. We've got my good friend Chad Boss on. He's the SVP of Fund Investments and Asset Management at BVT Equity Holdings, and BVT and their perspective on real estate's been evolving. Chad, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. It's good to be here.
Now, Chad, tell us a little bit about BVT and how BVT and their business model has been evolving. That'll kind of set us up for talking about your perspective on the U.S. real estate market.
Sure, no problem. So BVT has been investing in the U.S. and in real estate and other alternative asset classes for over 40 years. And, you know, it's very involved. So it involved from acquiring grocery-anchored centers and when the cap rates were high enough to create a closed-end fund for our German investors. And we were selling those investments to what we would call retail investors or smaller investors.
Moms and pops, basically.
Moms and pops. And then as the recession happened, we had to change our business model. We got hit with a lot of regulations, the AIFM, or Alternative Investment Financial Management regulations, hit us pretty hard. And we started having to really cater our model towards high net worth individuals or family offices. And then also financial institutions have become a player in U.S. real estate.
And so these are European-based families and insurance companies and institutions.
Yeah, most of our clientele is larger industrial families. Maybe they had owned shipyards or other businesses in Germany or elsewhere in Europe and have retired and have family offices designated to seek investments outside their outside Germany.
Okay. And so you've evolved from mom and pop to the big family offices and the big capital deployment institution vehicles. And how's your perspective on U.S. real estate changed from sort of like the grocery anchored and triple class A apartments in, you know, what are you doing now?
Well, Jim, it's a good question because it's become very difficult, as any of your listeners may know, to buy real estate these days at cap rates that make sense for anybody. And I think it's a lot driven by the excess capital that has flooded the market and has been flooding the market, and you've seen that definitely in Miami. But also the low interest rate environment that the Fed has instituted for a long period of time has made investors comfortable with these interest rates and think that they're going to be around for a while. And the cap rates have reflected that, and it's really hindered us in shifting from acquiring assets to development. And we've been in ground-up development, mostly multifamily, since 2004. And you were involved with us early on in that partnership with an institutional developer. And we did about 11 deals, development deals all across the country. And that was about $175 million of equity and about $750 million of costs. So we got into that area very heavily and very quickly.
So what are you seeking to do now? I know that it's tough. I know that you do some other investments, energy, renewable energy, timberland. How's that going?
Yeah, that's interesting. We, you know, I didn't really give a whole spiel about BVT globally, but BVT in Germany has other fund families, and we do renewable energy, life bond funds. We actually have a video game production fund that we used to do, managed futures fund, private equity funds of funds. So we have, you know, we cover the breadth of the alternative asset class. But in the U.S., we have really started focusing on, or we have always focused on U.S. real estate, but we're starting to look at alternative investments in renewable energy as well. So we're looking at solar parks and wind parks as well.
Wow, that's very cool. Now, are those based in the U.S. or are those in Europe? Because I got to believe that you got a different deal flow depending on where you're looking.
Yeah, in Germany, it's, you know, they were the pioneers in the green movement, so to speak, and they have we did our first wind park in the 80s. So that is, you know, we have the knowledge and the technical expertise. We have a few quote-unquote doctors that really understand the asset class, and we were trying to transport that over, and we're in the midst of creating a fund for that as well in the U.S. to focus on solar parks here, not so much wind, but we are looking at solar parks here in the U.S.
Wow, that's fascinating. So if there's going to be a solar energy, I guess, farm, you're calling it a park, built, or where are you looking? Are they in Florida? Are there some jurisdictions that are looking to do this? Where are you looking? Where does this happen?
Well, your listeners are probably wondering, how do the two assets relate?
Yeah.
Real estate,
yeah,
and renewable energy. And it's fascinating because every project has a story, just like in real estate. And you have neighborhoods. Well, in this area or in this field, you have, call it upper western Texas, where they have built all these, call them grid lines that are feeding into the grid, and it has a lot of sunlight or a lot of wind in that area, and the land is cheap. And you can buy an interconnect or whatever you want to call it, and you can build a farm or a wind park out there. And so you have to look at the not only just the atmospheric, whatever you want to call it, the amount of sunlight or the amount of wind, but
right,
you also have to look if you can buy the land and if you're, the ranch owner or the farm owner would allow you to build that or lease it to you. And it becomes quite complicated.
Wow. Well, I certainly know guys that have a lot of Texas land. I introduced you to them back in the day. So, so this is great. So we've got the German investment funds. They're looking at for opportunities in America. You're having to seek out different opportunities than just your core real estate. You're looking at alternative energy, and I would call timber actually renewable energy and a real estate deal. What marketplaces are you looking at from a physical standpoint? And before we go, Dee, how much more time do we have in this segment? Oh, we got two more minutes. So let me know, where are you looking today, Chad? Are you looking in commercial real estate? Are you looking in these alternative assets?
I'm primarily focused on the real estate and real estate developments. And I would say I focus on Boston, New York, and D.C., and I'm not like any other institutional investor, but we're looking kind of below the institutional investor. We like the boutique deals. We like the smaller deals that have a story, that have a very granular story to it, that's data-supported and research-supported. And we really like the neighborhood-by-neighborhood kind of analysis you have to do for these markets, and they're easily recognizable by German investors. So that's another requirement that I have to go by as well.
Well, can you stick with us for just a little bit? Because I'd really love to hear what you have to say about those core markets up in the Northeast.
Sure, no problem. I'll stay on. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you so much. Okay, we'll be right back after this short break. We've got Chad Baza. He's the head of investments for BVT, the big German investment capital deployment vehicle. We'll be right back after this. Dee, take it away. It's your part of the show.